My name is Grant Bradley. I'm the owner here of Rainbow Ridge Resort. It's a property in East Garafrax, Ontario, 72 acres, nestled along the Grand River. This park started back in the 70s by a gentleman, and rumor has it, with all the sites that he had created here on this property, he may be subject to taxation. He then decided to sell the property. The property was then bought by the Korean Church of Toronto, and they opened it up as a summer camp for youth groups, and they had a church here. They received lots of donations from their congregations and built these huge buildings that we have here. Our dance hall today was their church. Apartment, showers, games room, yoga studio, restaurant, and showers and whatnot. However, they decided to sell. In 1997, four ladies bought it. From my understanding, they sold their homes in Toronto, and they wanted to have an exclusive lesbian campground. In 3 years' time, the property was up for sale. I happened to stop in the fall of 1999, and since I'd grown up in East Garafrax Township, actually drove by this property on the school bus. I really admired looking in here, and I thought one day I would love to own something like that. Anyways, I spoke to one of the staff when I was here in the fall of 1999. And I said, you know, if this property ever came up for sale, I'd be interested. So I think there was 32 paying customers when I arrived. I realized I need to make improvements and to expand. And I started investing in this property. Within 2 years, this trailer park was up to 75 trailers. Basically doubled the size from what I had started. We are a small park. The vision for Rainbow Ridge, in my eyes, was to create a community that was safe and free for everyone. Having grown up here, I know what it was like to come out and to be gay or to be lesbian. It was not acceptable for the most part back in 1999 or 2000, and it was a struggle. I know myself, friends that I have, when they found out I had bought this property, I never really connected with them again. They basically turned their back, and I had to realize that my friends were now going to be people within the park and within the gay community. And that was important. So to have this place was a place that everybody could come to be themselves. You could walk hand in hand down the street and nobody was going to bat an eyelash. Nobody was going to say anything. You could dance with your partner at the dance and have a complete enjoyable summer weekend. Whatever it was that you were here for, you could have that in peace and enjoyment. And we certainly welcome everybody that dons the gates of Rainbow Ridge Resort. And that's the way we intend to keep it.